Listening to your new best friends podcast, and here are your hosts, Tabby and Mike.
Your new best friends podcast.
Trailed up so lovely. If you had to compare this to a month right now, what month are we in?
October.
Yeah. I feel like it gets chilly in October.
Yeah, it's chilly now. It's like 60.
When I think of October, like I think like on a too cold. You know, like I'd be sitting here chilly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm not chilly.
So what are you, March?
No, it's still cold in March.
You're not April.
I think it's May. It's a May night.
It's a crisp May night.
It's November. I hate 2020.
It does suck. Are we hot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Always.
You always tell me we're hot.
I know.
You didn't say anything this time.
No. We were in a conversation.
Oh. I had a stromboli on the way in. Just wanted to let you know.
That's what I'm working with.
Yeah. I might need a snack later. We'll see. Joel called me a name yesterday that was fucking hilarious. He called me Cheese Puff McGruff. And I love it.
That works.
Yes, it does.
I'm surprised you're okay with that.
That one is okay.
It's offensive on all angles.
Is it?
Every single angle is more offensive than the last, I think.
I'd like to hear this one.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That implies you like cheese. Puff.
Guilty.
Implies you're puffy.
Oh.
And then the gruff. Mick only accentuates the gruff, which implies that you're gruff looking.
Oh.
And so I feel like it sort of touches every base.
I thought it was like McGruff the crime dog, and I was okay with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm about justice.
Oh, well.
And cheese puff, that's just like a term of endearment.
My little cheese puff?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if I had a girlfriend and called her that, she'd be upset.
You wouldn't have a girlfriend anymore.
Exactly. Like, I can't say that out in public. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new best friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
I'm Mike, and I'm so fucking pumped that I'm on vacation pretty soon. I don't get to see any of these assholes for like 12 days, and I'm so happy. That's Tabby.
Hey, everyone. I'll miss you, too.
Oh, yeah.
We'll miss each other.
I'm thrilled. My God. My bones, they ache.
Day two, you're going to text me and be like, I'm so bored. I don't know what to do with myself.
I'm going to be so dehydrated from masturbation by day two, I won't know what's going on.
You'll be home with your wife.
Like, I said what I said.
So you're in luck today.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you know, a few days ago, I gave you a question to sit on. And I wanted you to really sit on it. And speaking of sitting on
that's why I laugh.
We'll get to that one, too. Yeah, that could be a two-parter.
Yeah, exactly.
But, my question to you, and I was really thinking about this in the shower,
mm-hmm.
and I genuinely can't think of it.
Mm-hmm.
What is the female equivalent to I'm a grower, not a shower?
Okay. And I've heard about this, obviously, so I've had time to think about
mm-hmm.
it. What is the point of saying that? It's because what you may perceive as truth isn't truth until all the cards are laid out on the table. I feel the equivalent to that statement is, I have no gag reflex.
Oh.
Because you assume that everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you tell them that, then it's like, oh shit, okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
I think for a guy to say that is the equivalent of a girl saying I have no gag reflex. It's supposed to instantly take you to a sexual place.
It takes you to a sexual place, but are they inferring the same thing?
What is the gag reflex inferring? That I could take all of your dick in my mouth?
Right, but is so when a guy says I'm a grower, not a shower.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that more of a sort of internalized, like, I know most dicks are supposed to be, like, people want big dicks, and I know if you were to just take a look at mine, it's not big, but I assure you that mm-hmm. If you gave me a few minutes, it would.
Like, yeah. Yes.
So I don't see how that equates to a woman saying, like, I have no gag reflex. Like, I feel like in all aspects of the way, it's a positive.
Mm.
Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. you're not saying it, like, as if, like, I feel terrible about this. I have no gag reflex.
You feel bad about that?
No, but I'm saying, like, the way a guy would be saying, like, the I'm a grower, not a shower type of situation.
Hmm. Well, is there any vagina?
That's what I was trying to, like, I can't think of a female equivalent that, like, a female says or, like, a woman would say in a situation to be, like, because it's, like, push-up bras, I don't count that. Like, anything that, like, mm-hmm. you know, on the outside that I just don't know a phrase that would be said or that's been said that equates to that. I feel like only men say those things.
Well, yes, they do. To be fair, mm-hmm. I for one, am a grower, not a shower.
Yep, see?
Yes.
And, like, there's nothing I could say to mm-hmm. be in the same ballpark as you right now.
My clit tastes like Jolly Ranchers.
That's not the same.
I'm just saying, letting you know about me.
But, like, mm-hmm. I couldn't compare to you right now. Like, I couldn't say, like, I have, like, a gorilla grip pussy.
Ugh.
But, like, under a certain circumstance. You know what I mean?
I don't... Well, yes. When you anger me.
No, gorilla grip pussy is a good thing.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
No.
I assure you.
I promise you.
You want a gorilla grip pussy. That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you right now. That's what the Kegel, like, catchphrase is.
Yeah, but you're not trying to grip the dick. You're just trying to make the, I guess, the walls a little more, sturdy?
No.
Uh-huh.
You do want to grip it. Right? Haven't you, like...
I've seen videos where, like, it comes out a little bit on the penis.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
But not even that. Like, so...
Oh. Oh, boy.
This is like a... Like, okay, have you ever, like, had fingers inside of a person?
I mean, me?
And you could feel... Yes, you.
Oh, okay.
And you can feel them contracting?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the grip. That's that gorilla grip that we're talking about here.
Oh, I thought
you meant
like... So you
can strengthen, like, those muscles.
You're not
and
going
I would
anywhere
assume,
grip.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Although I understand gorilla grip.
Mm-hmm.
But I would assume on a dick, that'd be like the best feeling in the world.
Probably.
Having a person be able to do that. You know?
You know what?
It's tantalizing on fingers, so I can only imagine.
What, you like it on your finger? Well.
Of course. In fact, you're like, you're showing off a skill right now. Like, grab my fingers? I gotta fight you for a little? Like, give
rascal.
That back.
That's my high school ring. Give it back. You know deep throating hurts? Did you know that?
I would imagine.
Oh. I thought it was widely... Why does everybody do it then?
Because of porn.
It's not pleasant.
That's porn. Porn has changed the way we view sex.
To do things that hurt both parties?
Oh, my God.
Because what you saw?
Do you know what women do for men?
No, like, nothing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You lay back and see if the bed's even while I take my time.
I'm so sorry about the women you've bedded in your day.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry about that.
No, don't be sorry.
It's shaping and molding your whole thought.
No, it... Yeah.
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 No, it is. And then the only other thing you can compare and contrast it to is the porn videos that you watch.
Mm-hmm.
So, to you, it seems mild in comparison to these women who are doing these crazy feats.
To be fair, I'm just talking shit. I've had a few wild ones.
Okay.
But not overly wild. Nothing
right,
crazy.
Right, nothing like a porn video, because that shit doesn't happen.
Well, it happened on the porn.
Yeah, because it's a porn. It's kind of like saying that happened in a movie, so why isn't it happening in real life? It's a movie. You know it's not real. We accept that.
But it's
we know when Jason Statham starts running around beating the crap out of people, he'd probably get his ass kicked a few times.
You know, he used to be a diver.
He couldn't land every punch, did he?
Yeah. I saw videos of it. He was a good-looking dude. He had
he
some hair
is
then.
A good-looking dude.
He's not like, come on, he's not like that good-looking.
No, he's like, I'll protect you good-looking. You know
yes.
what I mean? Like, has a cigarette hanging out of one side of his mouth and a toothpick in the other. He's just like a bad boy.
Ooh,
I know.
What a look.
I know. Like, leather jacket bad boy, and, like, he has a motorcycle. He never wears a helmet, but he has one
too.
For you.
And the voice... Ooh, pink. Pink helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there is I don't think there is equivalent of that.
Okay. The,
that sucks.
Any listeners who feel as though there is, please submit it to us, and likely we will mull it through. Because I'm desperate. I want to know what the female equivalent is.
I wish I was a shower.
I'm sorry.
Ah, me too.
Me too. Whew, okay, well, that was a good way to start the show, I think.
I guess.
Nothing like talking about gorilla gripping pussies. What?
So not feeling too positive about myself.
I mean, if it's a phrase, then you're not alone.
Oh.
Does that give you solitude or no?
That's what I said about the whole comfort? Shit stain in the underwear, but you just dismantled me for
well,
no reason.
That's different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that again.
No, we shouldn't.
And we did it in front of other people, too.
Yeah. Nobody was on my side.
not a single person so far.
Because it's so embarrassing that nobody wants to say anything.
It was men.
Yeah, they're embarrassed by it.
You think?
You ask any guy and they'll probably tell you they're not a grower, they're a shower.
Wait, you think that men will openly say that?
I think they will say that they have good-sized, soft penises, rather than say, yeah, it takes me to get a little chubbed up for me to be in, like, show-off, but I'm okay with that.
Really? You think if we asked around, that's what they would say?
Why would you ever say the opposite?
I think
you have zero chance of seeing it, so why give you the illusion that you have a small dick?
Because I assume most people are humble. No. Like, you'd rather someone think the one end of the spectrum than the other, so you don't sound like you're, like, boasting.
Would it be boasting just to, like, tell you about their anatomy?
If you're just like, yeah, I got a big fucking dick. If you don't?
Yeah, like every guy that ever lived does?
Don't say that now.
No, it's true.
Don't say that. Not every guy's got a tiny wee-wee.
No, but they all got, if you ask them, they all say, I got a hammer. I'm throwing it around.
I've heard guys humbly tell me that they do not have big dicks.
To sneak it up on you. To, like, put down your guard.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, in fact, I've encountered more guys who say they have small dicks than big dicks.
Well, also, blame that on porn, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's got big ones, and then you feel like, oh, I'm just over here with, like, 6.5 inches. I'm like, you know what? Good for you. That's not bad.
That's pretty big. I don't even think that's the American average.
No, American average is, like, what? High fours, low fives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready for the first submission?
I thought you wanted to ask the other question.
Oh!
Oh!
Yes! Well, I mean, it leads right into it, talking about dicks.
Mm. Always.
Yes.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
If this is your first episode?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, hi.
This is exactly what the show's about.
This is it. In fact, if you missed any other episodes, don't even bother going back, because mm-hmm. It's just like, this is it. Okay, so the second most important question, and this was presented to me, and I seem to be standing on a team alone.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather sit on a dick and eat cake,
mm-hmm.
or sit on a cake and eat dick?
Mm. Now, to clarify, sitting on a dick is taking a dick in your hindquarters.
Correct. You're not just sitting upunst the dick.
Yes.
No.
And for a woman, it can be vagina sit on a dick too, right?
Sure.
Okay. But a guy obviously has to be butt.
Right.
So it's clearly the only option is you sit on a dick and eat cake. And you are the other side. You're sitting on a cake and eating dick.
I just felt
mm-hmm.
like... And, like, I heard all sides.
There's no side
you
for you.
You presented your side to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went, I hear that. You know, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just feel like if I had to choose between one of my two orifices,
mm-hmm.
at least I have, like, more control over my mouth.
Yeah, you're going to taste it, too.
But you made a very accurate point that at least you get to eat cake.
Mm-hmm.
Which, to me, you know, and I think it's just that I don't like cake that much. There's not, like, it's not drawing me. Like, I'm not like, oh, the cake.
Well, what would you have to replace it with for you to be okay with sitting on a dick, then?
Money.
Eating money?
Oh, I don't want to eat it.
No, like, what, like, popcorn shrimp? I don't know. What's your deal?
Yeah, like, I guess it would have to be, like, maybe, some sort of sea, like, crab legs.
Okay, sit on a dick and eat crab legs, or sit on some crab legs and eat dick.
I'm still torn. Both sound as viable as the last.
It 100%.
But
is
I would
not.
Probably sit on the dick if it was crab leg. I'd probably sit on the dick and eat crab leg. But I'm just not happy about it.
No one's happy in this situation. I don't know what you think.
Lack of hesitance to say anything, really.
Well, I'd rather not taste the dick.
You'd rather taste cake.
I'd rather be, yes, and be uncomfortable.
I mean, I guess.
Yes, I don't have to bounce on a dick. I just gotta sit on it and eat cake.
You think you have to bounce? You know, that's what deters me right there. Once I gotta start putting movements into this whole thing, I'm not happy about it. That's gonna upset me the whole time. I gotta ride the dick? No. No, I'll sit on the damn crab legs.
And then eat a dick.
Yeah, but I don't have to eat the dick. It did say eat a dick.
Yeah, you can mentally put yourself in a different place. But if a guy's just humping your mouth, like, you can't be anywhere
else.
Yeah,
no, there's nowhere else to be. And because of porn, men are so aggressive.
Yeah, grabbing your hair, slapping your face, pulling it out and hitting you on the forehead.
I've done it.
Fucking fantastic. But where does it lead to? Nothing.
All right, I guess I'm eating crab legs and sitting on a dick. Just so you know, though, they could get just as rough pounding you from the behind.
If you squeal, I feel like they'll stop.
First off, if I didn't like the way they were fucking my mouth, I could just bite their dick, and then it's game over for everybody. And then I could say, well, the rules were eat the dick.
Yeah.
So by default, give me my crab legs, I'm out of here.
No, you sat on them. You don't get to take them and leave.
They're my butt. I'm taking them. No. What are you going to do? You throw them out? This is a waste of crab legs.
You put your ass on them.
And I'm taking them.
You say, throw those in a doggy bag, please?
Yeah. I'll do it myself. I brought one with me.
I brought the big purse.
I knew what I was coming into when I showed up today.
Some told me you're sitting on crab legs eating a dick today, girl. You might as well bring your big purse.
And I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait, you don't think you'd be able to leave with the crab legs?
I'd imagine. That's why it has to be cake. You can't take ass cheek cake.
Why?
Because it's in the shape of your, like, you ruined the cake.
Yeah, but it's your, like, at the end of the day, like, so they're either going to throw it out or you take the cake.
I guess the new question now is, would you eat food that you sat on, bare-assed?
How many times am I going to say, I will eat my crab legs, please put them in a plastic bag?
Well, the crab legs are in a shell.
Even if they were de-shelled. I trust my butt. I know where it's been. I know what we go through.
Oh, Lord.
We take good care of ourselves. You know why? Because we could take one peek in my underwear, we'd know there's not problems down there. You know what I mean? It's okay.
You fart. There's poo particles in there.
We're all eating poo particles. You want to live like that? It's happening everywhere you go. Every time you fart next to me, I'm eating a poo particle. What am I supposed to do?
So you're technically eating my farts?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good day.
That's a bad day. I live a lot of bad days.
Just don't take the... I can't believe you're taking the food after you ate the dick.
I don't see how you're not taking the crab legs. At the market price that they're at right now, and you're going to let them just shuffle them into a garbage can? Like, what's wrong with you? Those are good, valuable crab legs right there.
Yeah, that were sat on.
But you sat on them. It wasn't like you and the dick sat on it. You sat on it. Try not to get any dick juice on it. That's really what it boils down to. Because you're going to take them home.
Yeah, dick juice is a problem.
Well, I guess your dick would be sitting on the crab legs, too.
No, my dick perched on my balls like a gargoyle.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So it would protect them.
Yes, exactly.
So all you have to worry about is just making sure no pube hair gets on your food.
Which is impossible.
For you.
Yeah. Every time I go to a public restroom and I sit down on the toilet, I always try to leave dick crumbs on there.
Why?
Why not?
Because it's gross.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
That's all covered then.
Yeah.
There's nothing more I can say to you.
No. You can eat your assed out crab legs.
I will.
And I'll just...
Leave your dick crumbs everywhere.
Yeah. And I'll have a belly full of cake. And maybe like...
And I'll have a belly full of crab legs. And probably my gag reflex will be on high alert for
exactly.
A few days.
So you're going to sit there. You got dicked in the mouth. Uh-huh. And now you're just eating crab legs in your house. Like nothing ever happened. So I say, where'd you get those
honestly,
crab legs for?
Yes.
Like, funny story.
You don't want to know? And yeah. Don't touch them.
Why do they smell like your ass? You're getting warmer.
For the exact reason you think exactly. They smell like my ass. I don't know how else to say this.
I sat on them while eating a dick, and then I ate them.
So essentially, it's either you take the reward at the beginning or you take the reward at the end.
But the reward isn't as good as you want it to be.
No, the reward sucks. It's cake or crab legs. But what I'm saying is, so you can either have your, like, reward while being fucked by the dick, and then you get your cake right then. Or you can sit on the cake, take the dick, and get the hard part over with, and then and then take your cake home and enjoy it at your own leisure. Like, you're not under a time budget to eat this cake.
You're scraping it off of your ass and then
eating
it.
Well, you picked a poor thing. You're going to get icing all over
you. That was the question.
That's true. That's true.
Would that change your answer then? Back to a cake?
I don't even like cake.
Okay. All right. First submission, please. These are empty calories. Who's winning in this one?
The vicious circle. Okay. Well, good talk. Good talk. We solved a lot. Listeners, you want to get out on this, please do.
Yes. First submission. So, I got this cake, right? Don't even want to read this.
Throw it out.
Girl, don't sit on it.
Okay. Hey, YNBF. I hate my husband's friends. They smell and they are loud and annoying. The one asshole is so rude that I asked my husband not to bring him into my house anymore. Imagine my surprise when I come home early and see them on the couch drunk. My husband slept in the guest room that night. How would you guys handle this situation?
Thank you for your submission. I feel like every wife hates some of her husband's friends.
Okay.
Now, why is that? Why are you guys so insecure that you can't... You think it picked up that gasp?
It did.
No, I mean, their friends are their friends.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to like anybody, but you can't ban somebody from a house, can you?
If they're shitty.
What defines shitty?
No respect for your wife, making a mess, not caring, just being rude, maybe bringing people to your house that you would probably be okay with it, but, like, your wife wouldn't. They just bring people with them or something, or show up on a Saturday without telling you, and you had plans with your wife or something. You know, just things.
So you can ban someone? Have you ever banned anybody from your house?
No, but I've never hated anybody that much.
Yeah, you really don't hate that much. No. You just like, but you don't hate.
Yeah. What would you do if your best friend and your wife got into it and she said, I don't ever want him in this house again?
Just tell him he's not coming in the house again.
Oh. That was easy.
If they got into it,
if the two of them got into it.
Yeah, if they got into it, then it's a no-brainer.
And there was neither side was right or wrong, so to speak.
Yeah, she lives there. It's a no-brainer.
Oh.
If it's just she quietly hates him, then I'd have a problem. Because I can't go from everything's good to, like, oh, by the way, like, she doesn't want you in the house anymore. You know what I mean? He has to be aware that there is a problem. Give him a shot to fix the problem.
So would you confront your wife about the whole situation?
She lives there, though. That's hard.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, would you go to her and say, like, listen, why don't you want them in the house?
She says, I just don't. Can you please respect that?
Ooh.
Yeah.
To me, that's such a cheap thing to say to people without giving, like, a valid reason and just saying, like, if you love me or please just understand and respect that. Like, that's a hard pill to swallow without giving me a valid way to accept it.
I fully agree with you. It's cheap.
It is. Because, it's like, what am I supposed to know? I backs up against the wall. Like, so it's like either I'm disrespecting you or not.
My wife, my best friend, got into it. If it was obvious situation, he's not coming back in again.
But you're going to stay friends with him.
Yeah, I'll still stay friends with him. Okay. And I'll probably do what they did. I'll probably sneak him in when she's, like, at work or something.
Really?
I feel like I don't want him in my house anymore is I don't want him in my house anymore when I'm not here. When I'm here, I mean.
But you know that's not true.
That's how I would take it, though. Why would you care if he was in the house when you're not around? If you don't experience him, did it really happen? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's still their house.
Yeah, but
they feel violated.
Really?
I mean, you know, so put yourself in the flip.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say your wife had a best friend who came over, got drunk, made a fool of herself. You just don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
And you say to your wife, listen, I really don't like when she comes over. It's nothing but problems every time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way this whole situation plays out. And then you go to work one day and you come home early and the two of them are drinking wine on the couch, drunk, eating, and your wife is just like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, wouldn't your first thought be like, how many times have you done this behind my back? Like, I specifically said to you, I don't like this. Or are you cool with it?
I'm not cool with it. Because, again, if it happens when I'm not there and there's, like, no remnants of them being there.
Right, but you weren't supposed to show up.
Yes.
So technically your wife would have been following the rules.
Yes.
She would have had her out of there and cleaned up mm-hmm. before you got home. But you happened to come home
early, yes. I would have probably said, hey, how you guys doing? Can I see you upstairs for a second? And then just quietly, like, I know I wasn't supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please find a reason to have her leave?
Really? And then would you have another conversation of, like, so then would you escalate it to, I guess I wasn't clear enough with the genie when I said I don't want her here. Like, now I don't want her here ever?
No.
Oh, really?
No. No, I would. I wouldn't. Because I know how hard it is for people to have, like, real friends. And if that's, like, your real friend, I wouldn't want to, like, put a strain on that relationship like that.
But, like, you don't like them.
I hate that person.
Like, yes. Like, you hate them.
Yeah.
You hate seeing them. You hate who they become when they're around you in your house.
As long as it's not a sexual thing with them, then I can get around it. I just don't want to be around them.
So you would take responsibility in the fact that you came home early.
Maybe I should have shot you a text or something and said, getting out early, be home in like a half an hour or something.
But the flip side to that is like, this is your home, so why should you have to give a heads up to come into your own house?
No, and I agree with you, but I mean,
like, because under any normal day, if that person wasn't there, you coming home early would have been a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But because this person was there, now it's an issue.
But couldn't you say the same thing about her? Like, not... Like, it's her house, too, and she should be able to have whoever she wants in the house?
But you asked her not to.
And that's it.
I mean, I feel like once you have a conversation with a person, you make your feelings or your intentions known. If they choose to adhere and, like, respect that or not, that's on them. Like, they knew they were taking a gamble, bringing this person into the house.
Mm-hmm.
They just thought they were going to get away with it.
Yes.
So they did it. But otherwise, if you were home, they would have never done it. And they got caught.
Have you ever been banned from a house?
No.
Huh. I tried to get kicked out of a house.
Mm-hmm.
Because they thought I was drunk. But I just tripped over something. And the father was like, you drinking? I'm like, no. I was like, everybody else here does, but I don't. Even your son drinks, but
you
no.
You threw them under the bus like that?
Hard.
Oh, you're a piece of shit.
I didn't think that was even in debate. Yeah, it's pretty simple. Yeah,
you threw even the son under the bus?
The host of the party.
You couldn't just take one for the team?
No, I was having a good time. They were roasting a pig.
Oh, wow. Did you get to stay after that?
Of course. I wasn't drunk.
Did you? I was the only one who ate the pig.
Exactly. Everybody got in trouble.
So, did they talk to you again after that?
Yeah.
But, like, were you guys friends? Did anybody confront you about throwing
No,
up under
we weren't
the bus?
Like we weren't like we were in different crews.
Oh, we so you knew... got invited? Oh, wow! You're oh my god! Oh my god! I'm
First of all,
so
don't
mad.
Don't roast a pig and then try to kick me out.
That mistake number one.
Yeah,
and that's obvious.
I tripped over a log. You asked me if I'm drunk. I was like, no, man.
But every other fucking kid, including your son, is.
Mm-hmm. Ask him about the crack in his back pocket.
Oh, wow.
When's the pig coming out?
Is that almost done? How many times are you going to turn it? Like,
That was the most succulent pig I ever had in my life.
Wow. I can't say I'm shocked.
No.
But disappointed is an adjective I'd like to use right now.
And I don't know why you're constantly disappointed when everything
I mean,
do...
all fingers point
exactly,
to this.
Exactly, yes.
You're you.
Yes.
And we're happy to have you.
I'm uniquely me.
That's correct.
I've never kicked anybody out of my house before. I've never felt the need to. Yeah, I'm just a good person. I'm a good, honest person.
Yep.
Yep. Yep, you are. Oh, I just looked at my watch and forgot to tell you something that happened.
What happened?
I was sitting at home taking a poo.
Uh-huh.
And then my watch came on and said, workout detected. And I was like, oh, I gotta make better life choices.
Oh my God.
That was...
that was the change in pace of your body that it went, oh, he's doing yeah. something. He's active. His heart rate's up.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Your wife's knocking on the door like, don't hurt yourself. Do not hurt yourself.
I'm burning calories in here, girl.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a sensitive watch, I think.
Yeah.
Just picking up on your heartbeat is all. That's all it's doing.
Who would have thought that your your heart rate went up so much during a poo?
Yeah.
I bet you're not the only one to have suffered this.
But it hurt. Not the poo. The
pride.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
So, maybe we could do things about that.
About the watch? We can get rid of it.
We can just get rid of this whole fucking thing. Quite frankly, I'm over it.
Yeah. Don't poo shame me, watch.
Yeah, no, we can pick up that heart rate so your watch doesn't think the only time you're getting your exercise is during a poop.
We walk.
We do.
We walk.
We walk.
So, yeah, I'll close it off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh. I like you. I'm going to assume you're a woman. Makes Men aren't as short-fused as you, but you're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
You expressed that you were upset with the boy. And it didn't work out for you. And tough titties. I'm going to need you to man up and just go in a different room whenever this guy comes over.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Grin and bear it. Final thoughts?
Yeah, I totally disagree. I would definitely have a conversation about this with your partner.
Shocking.
And I would just ask them to at least give you a heads up when they're going to be in the house if they can't refrain from keeping them in the house.
So shocking.
And yeah, I would kind of essentially do what Mike said as far as maybe like have shoot him a text. Like, hey, I'm going to be home soon. Just a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
If you two could scuffle down to the man cave or something.
Mm.
Fuck up out of my face.
So that's okay though.
That'd be lovely. I mean, if we're going to make a compromise.
So in the house, just not around me. It's fine.
If we're going to make a compromise, mm-hmm. like, you need to, like, I basically need you to treat him like this is, like, your hidden boyfriend and I'm your mom and you don't want me to find out.
Gotcha.
Like, get him out of sight and mind. Thank you very much. And when I send down a snack tray, I'm only making one.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's it. You can sneak your friend food.
If you were a mom, what are you putting on that snack tray?
It depends. I'd probably try and put things that are going to keep them full.
Okay. Like hummus?
You know, some hummus isn't that high in protein. I found that out. I was looking at my hummus the other day. It's like 1 gram of protein.
My God, you're a nerd. Oh. What about like Rice Krispie treats or something?
No, probably not. I'm gonna be wrapped up on sugar. I don't need that shit running around the house.
Mm.
No, they're getting healthy treats. I feel like if you don't ever introduce your kid to like crappy shit, then they're not accustomed to getting the crappy shit.
Oh man, you got all the answers, huh?
Yeah, I'm a mom without being a mom, you know what
Clearly.
I mean? My kid will never cry in restaurants, mm-hmm. okay? Never throw tantrums in the store. That'll mm-hmm. never happen to me. Never. I love when people say stuff like that.
You're garbage.
Cut scene to me 4 years later, yeah. crying on a Walmart floor with my kid.
Yes, fist fighting. It's gone past pushing.
My daughter's being arrested. Mm-hmm. I'm being arrested. She's 4.
I thought this was America. We can't fight in stores no more.
You better lawyer up, bitch.
Don't say nothing, sweetie. 8th Amendment.
I was telling her to lawyer up. I'm going to sue her little ass.
Oh. I thought you meant the cops.
She's got a mouth on her.
That cop touched my cootie. All right. Next.
You better lawyer up. That cop touched my cootie. That's good. We know where that's going.
I feel like it's too harsh.
Yeah. You want to know what the last episode's title was? It was like, carefree, fun-loving, won't hit you, good vibes only, looking for real deal.
See? That's a good ad. Was that for an ad?
That was you promoting yourself on a dating website.
Oh.
Yeah.
My inbox would be...
empty.
So full.
It's so empty.
No, I'm putting all of my business out. You know what? Next door.
And then I think at the end, you put no games.
No drama.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said. That's so funny. Okay. Hey, best friends. I feel like this is something that you two would understand. My grandmother lived about 2 hours away from my family, but because of COVID, she had to sell her house. We decided it would be best if she came and lived with us.
Aww.
She's always been secretive, so we weren't sure what animals we might find when it was time to help her pack. Me and my brother went there this weekend, and surprisingly, we had an extra hand to help load up the truck. My grandmother has been seeing a 45-year-old man for the past 9 months. She also has two dogs we didn't know about. We decided not to tell my mom until we all got back home. How would you two react?
Thank you
for your submission.
I thought you were going to like a hoarder situation where they got dead animals like in the apartment.
Yeah, when they said they didn't know how many animals to expect, I was like, oh my God, it's gonna be like 14 cats.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
In a U-Haul.
Okay, so two dogs.
45-year-old man.
Well, we're going by old classic grandma. We don't know how old this grandma is.
Well, let's put an age out. So we're gonna assume that our listener is at least above the age of 18 or 20.
Mm-hmm.
So then that would make their mom at least in her 40s and the grandmother at least in her 60s. And I'm going to round up and give the grandmother a solid 70.
Oh, okay.
Do we feel comfortable there?
I know a 38-year-old grandma.
So. Okay, well, she's a little bit different. She does tarot and she's a well-rounded grandmother.
Well-rounded.
But all right, well, let's put an age that we can both say we feel comfortable.
I feel comfortable at probably 60.
60.
Yeah.
That's a young grandmother.
20, 40, 60?
What's your,
having a kid every
what's
20
your wife? Mm-hmm. What's your wife's mother's age?
61.
Okay, all right. So then we'll go off of that because she's a grandma.
Mm hmm.
Okay, so 61, dating a 45-year-old man.
First of all, that berry must be so sweet to wrangle yourself.
Or the money.
Ooh, huh?
Or the money.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
A social security check?
You went straight for like the logical and I went straight for the vagina?
You know what? Because I know somebody who that happened to.
Do you?
They got scooped up. She's an old woman, and she got scooped up by a dude. He wasn't that much younger than her, but he scooped her up for the money. And now they moved to another state, and they own, like, a horse farm or some shit.
Well, good for
all
them.
Of his dreams have come true. Like, those weren't things she ever wanted.
So was she pretty?
No.
Oh, good.
So
for
that's
him.
Why that happened the way it did.
And I applaud him.
You do.
It's a little shitty.
A little.
Yeah.
It's an entire manipulation situation.
But what happens if you genuinely fell in love with that person? And...
But they didn't. They're there for the money. The money is abundant.
The money makes your dick hard, not
the money. Right. No. The money is the reason why that person is there.
Does it matter how it started as long as how it finishes?
No. It matters exactly how it started.
I guess we just differ on that. If you can learn to love me, I'm cool with that.
Really?
Yep.
You know what? This is our two. We always argue about that. Just learning to love a person. I think you can learn to love a person. Mm. You can't learn to be in love with a person.
You know, remember I told you when I was offered money to illegally marry somebody?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, if she's a hottie, I can, like, trick her into loving me. And then by the end of our fake marriage, maybe we're real married.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be cool.
But that's because you... were desperate.
I wasn't desperate.
Yeah, because an average person wouldn't do that.
An average person? What do you mean? Wouldn't marry somebody for money?
But they wouldn't do it in hopes of then staying with the person. Well, the only motive is the money.
No, depending on the body. If the body's rocking.
I think you're alone in this camp.
I don't think so.
Unless we're talking to other, like, lonely single men.
I wouldn't say lonely. I'd say thriving.
I think it's lonely.
Single men.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't even done the bachelor experience. You don't even know what that's like.
I did the Bachelor, I just didn't do it well.
Yeah, but you did it for a short period of time, and you didn't do it.
I did it for about 2 years.
What ages?
I was alone probably from like 22 to 24.
Because I was going to say, I think Bachelor starts about 25 and up.
Oh, well, how convenient.
No, that's generally what I think. Okay. I don't think, like, because I feel like that's right when you're out of college. I feel like 25, 26, that's when you're, like, a bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not, you're out of college, probably have your own job, probably living alone.
One-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
Keeping it real nice and casual.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That, to me, is a bachelor. What age do you find a bachelor?
I just assumed that if you were an adult and you didn't have anybody, you were a bachelor.
I don't feel like you're an adult at, like, 22.
What?
I feel like I understand by the, like, the government, you're an adult. But, like, I don't think a 22-year-old is an adult.
Because of their brain?
Just, yeah. And their actions and everything. Like, have you met a 22-year-old lately?
No.
You wouldn't meet one and go, that's an adult right there. Well, you go, that is a child.
We're grumpy
right there.
And old, though.
I'm 29.
You keep lying to me every time.
You
were, like, 26,
numbers.
Like, a week ago.
No, if I've talked to 24-year-olds, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
It's painful.
What's wrong? What's wrong with these 22-year-olds that's driving you so crazy?
Most 22 to 24-year-olds haven't lived alone yet. I think you're still... You and I were having this conversation the other day. I think until you don't have a true safety net underneath you,
mm-hmm.
you haven't been alone. Like, I've done it now for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time in my life I haven't had a partner to go through it all with. It's like, nope, it's only you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to figure it out. You have a support system, but they're not your bread and butter at the end of the day. They're not your safety net.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I fall flat on my face, I fall flat on my face. Not we, not our bank account goes empty, not, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think until that happens, I don't really consider someone like an adult.
So this is your first time as bachelorette then?
Yeah.
This is your first time?
This is my first time being a true adult, I would say.
Okay.
Like, everything hangs in the balance of what I do.
You live and die based off of only
your
actions.
Only my decisions.
Okay.
And nobody else affects it, which is, like, good, but it's also crazy, because this is the first time I've ever done it. So I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, if I don't cook, I don't eat.
Yeah. No, that's
very
true. I
don't shop for food. I don't have food in the fridge.
I remember when there were days when you were like, I need to go food shopping. And then, like, 3 days later, I need to go food shopping.
Yep.
I'm like, what are you doing?
What was the question?
The question
no,
was...
No, the 45-year-old.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, the animals are going to be fine.
Yeah, but not your new grandpa.
What, is he... Was he?
That's your new grandpa.
Is he staying there with her, you think?
He gave a helping hand in the truck. I'm sure he probably wanted to come along. Where is he going to go?
Back to his house.
2 hours away? I think he lives with her.
No.
You don't think?
Maybe, I mean, if it was my mom, and, like, she wanted to come live with me, and she had, like, a new lover, like, Raphael.
That she didn't tell you about, who's 25 years younger than her.
As long as I didn't hear him beating it up, I think I'd be happy for her.
Mm-hmm.
But he's contributing to the bills, though. She doesn't have
to. So Raphael's getting a job.
Yes, or I assume he has one.
Well, he probably was just living off of her checks.
Yeah. Well, they'll collectively pay me, then.
But that's two mouths to feed.
Yes, and they're just going to take care of all of their bills and expenses. I'm not going to charge them.
So they're a unit.
Yes.
Then you don't worry about them.
No. Okay. I hope I have, like, a room over the, like, garage or something where they can be and make their love. I imagine you got to be, like, super horny as, like, a retired grandma.
You think?
What else are you doing?
I don't know. I feel like the sex drive's got to drop at some point.
I thought women's only got higher as they got older.
I don't know. With like, when they go through menopause, if the estrogen makes it higher, I have no idea.
Mmm.
Actually, you know what? They might, because you know what? I think there's more testosterone in the body as they get older. That's why they get, like, the beards and stuff going on.
Mmm.
So, maybe that would make them more horny and more irritable.
So, men are irritable?
Yeah, supposedly when women are PMSing, the highest produced is testosterone in the body, and that's why they're so bitchy all the time.
Even though you're not, though.
I'm good, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I think this is because I have a high level of testosterone anyway, so just kind of like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say yeah. Say it.
Yeah.
All right, that's not bad.
It's pretty low.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. But either way, so yeah, so that's why women are so bitchy. It's because they act like men.
Yeah. You've just been dying to...
Dying to fuck. I've been sitting on that like those crab legs. You.
That's a new saying that has to be sprinkled in liberally wherever we go. People are going to say, what? You don't even get it.
It's like, oh, you don't sit on crab legs? Mm-hmm. Clown. So you're okay with it?
I'm okay with it, yeah. 100%.
Wow, I wasn't expecting you to...
Even if it's clear, even okay. If he's like a gorgeous... Like
he's a gold digger.
Yes. Grandma deserves what she needs to get through her retirement.
Even though he's milking her retirement funds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would it change anything if you saw that he was taking more than he should?
Yes.
If he's buying himself, like, crocodile shoes and...
Yes.
Is it crocodile or alligator?
Could be both.
Okay, great. Great. I don't have to make any phone calls.
No. That guy, remember? He, opened up a crocodile's mouth to get his dog out of it?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. But anyway, yeah. So, yeah. As long as he... If he was just like, I need a place to live, all I have to do is just be tender with this woman. She may buy me, like, something here and there, but... We're living pretty modest.
Mm-hmm. Even though he's a completely physically able-bodied person,
mm-hmm.
He could easily get a job. You're working 40-plus hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
You're cool with it.
He's taking care of my mom.
But she's okay.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to be taken care of, quote-unquote.
Physically.
Right.
Taking care of her. He's going to the casino with her, playing bingo.
So a companionship. So yeah. You're okay with her paying for her companionship.
Yes.
Okay.
You?
I mean, I get your outlook has swayed me because I feel like you kind of have to support their decision. And if they're happy, what are you supposed to do?
Exactly.
Until it becomes a problem, it's not a problem, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. Any closing words for our listener and their grandmother and their new lover and the two dogs?
Good for you for letting grandma stay with you. Good for grandma for getting some dick.
I just want to say, it sounds like this is the listener's parents' house, so it wasn't on them to make the decision.
Well, okay. So good for your parents letting grandma stay.
Yeah.
Good for your grandma for getting that dick. And good for the dogs for having a new place to live. Everybody wins in this one.
This is a good scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Even for Raphael.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really cleaning up. Yeah. In this scenario right now. Like he's
you
really...
might fuck the mom.
Ooh.
That's a story for another day.
That's good. That could happen.
Keep your girl, roughly the same age.
Keep your partners on lock. Mm. You don't know what could happen when Raphael's around. All right, everybody. Well, that's our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We just want to take a moment to thank Gamma Gator Productions.
Oh, you said it.
I did it. We just want to take a moment to thank Sonnet, all the people who followed us over here from season 3. We hope you love season 4. All the essential workers, all the protesters, all the frontline workers, we love you, we support you, and we will see you next week. Bye. Bye.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike. I just want to draw attention to an organization doing things for some good people out there. It's called Shawls for Shelters. Tabby, what's the Instagram?
It's actually Shawls, the number 4, Shelters.
Okay, and that actually is the website, too, shawls4shelters.org. They're helping support and raise awareness for the homeless population, so give them a look up.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.